You're listening to West Marin Community Radio, KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, and 92.3 San Geronimo Valley.
This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. I'm Jeff Manson, and today I am engineering for our District 4 supervisor, Dennis Rodoni, who will be taking things from here. Hi, Dennis. Thanks so much for coming on the KWMR airwaves.
Good morning, Jeff. Nice to hear from you again, and soon I'll be seeing you again,
Yes, I certainly hope so, too.
Yeah, and thanks for engineering this morning. So I'll get started. I want to do my COVID update, weekly update, before I bring Max Corton on board. And I wanted to just give you some numbers again this week. Total numbers in Marin, confirmed cases, 10,440. That's 273 people over the last week. 2.6%. So we're really seeing a steep decline and a flattening of that curve, which is really, really good news. This third surge looks like it might be ending. And so as long as we keep doing all the same things we've been doing, we look like we're going to see some additional businesses opening and some expansion of activities within the next week. We have had additional 7 deaths in the last week, so we're now up to 153, and that's still a 5% increase over the last week. Tests completed, we've done 332,900 tests, and we're really happy about that. We're back up to over 13,000 tests a week, and that's about a 4% increase over last week. We're in cases, next number is hospitalizations. We're at 300 now, total hospitalizations. That's up about 9 in the last week and about a 3% increase. Currently, we have only 18 people in the hospital. That's a decrease of 10, and which is a 35% decrease. And again, that's good news because we didn't see the spike in hospitalization that usually follows the spike in cases. So Marin's done really well when it comes to holding down the number of cases, number of positive cases, and also the number of people who had to visit our hospitals. California, likewise, is on a decline. It's now over 3,430,000 positive cases and 80,000 in the last week. The number of deaths in California, 44,477, and that's an increase of 2,896 in the last week, or about 6.9%. So the state's still seeing that slight uptick in deaths from this this recent spike that we've seen. They're at a little bit under 7%. Skilled nursing care and residential care facilities, again, are still 700 cases in those facilities. And just reminding people, 124 of the total 153 deaths have occurred in those facilities. West Marin has seen a little bit of an uptick this last week. We had 6 additional cases. We're now at 161 total, 4 of which are active. Point Reyes Station still has the highest number, and that's 47 cases. Woodacre has 21, Inverness 15, Nacasio 17, Stinson Beach 18, and Bolinas 17. Something new I've added to my report, weekly report, is the number of vaccine doses we've been giving. And over the last week, we've reached 45,900 doses total. That's 3,729 first doses and 9,369 second doses. The first doses represents 13.7% of the population, and the second doses represent 3.6% of the population. And I might just add that the total doses this week were additional 10,300, which is really good news. That means we're getting extra doses into people's arms. And the number of people who received the second dose this last week was 4,144 people. So again, both of those numbers are looking much better for us, and we're looking forward to continuing to vaccinate people, and we're getting every vaccine that we have available into people's arms every day, and we're continuing to do that. And we're looking for some, hopefully some changes in the near future when we drop down to next week to 65 and older being the priorities, along with 75 and older continuing to be the priorities until that group is completed. So I want to bring in Max Corton, whose day job is the director of parks and open space for Marin County. But about 10 months ago, he took on the job as the Marin Recovery's team leader. And Max, I want to welcome you to the show.
Hey, Dennis.
Good. Thanks for being here, Max. So today we're going to focus on your Marin Recovers leadership that you led over the last 10 months. But I wanted to start by just giving you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in Marin County.
Sure. I grew up in L.A., but I started working when I was 19. The summer after my freshman year in college, I got my first job as a ranger out in the Eastern Sierra, and just kind of signed up for it on a whim, and it was the most amazing job ever. And so I remember I went to the public library and changed all my classes at the computer there, and I've been working in parks and as a ranger ever since, and got to work in a lot of amazing places around the state, and came to Marin County maybe 13 years ago to work as the program director for the Conservation Corps, managing the Natural Resource Crew program that helps to both support young people getting their lives on track and getting their high school diplomas, and then also, doing trail work and fuels reduction and different projects for different agencies. And that eventually led me to Marin County Parks, where I, a little over six years ago, I joined the team as an operations superintendent. And then when our former director retired, I was able to take on the role of the director for parks, I think about 4.5 years ago. And yeah, I love being able to work in parks in Marin County. It's an amazing place to work. And the whole Marin Recovers role is something I really love about local government, is that, we each have our usual roles, but we're really here to support our community in whatever way, is needed. And so it's really fun to work with a great sort of dynamic team and a really engaged community and be able to support in different ways.
So tell us a little bit more. What is Marin Recovers and what is it intended to be?
Yeah, so, back in, March or April when the whole pandemic first started of last year, there wasn't as much, federal or state response or leadership. And so each of the counties sort of went into their own, shelter in place orders. And as we went through that very first surge and we started to sort of come out of that, there was a need for businesses to reopen, but to do so in a different way that, utilized some of the emerging understanding of COVID-19 and some of the safety practices that, people were starting to develop. And so, our county administrator, Matthew Heimel, reached out to me and asked if I'd be willing to help sort of coordinate an effort to bring together a bunch of individuals from our county team and different cities and towns, working with a whole host of individuals and leaders from all the different business communities and community leaders in the county, to within a few weeks try to come up with guidance to safely reopen different sectors of our business community. And so it was a whole bunch of work, real, real quickly back in April to develop that guidance and utilize, you know, a lot of the really amazing leadership from our community. And there was a website, Marin Recovers, which had actually been developed by the public information officers from both from the county and then from our partners with the cities and towns, I think following the North Bay fires a couple years ago, knowing that, you know, it was likely there'd be some kind of disaster that we'd have to, you know, the county would have a recovery effort from. And so a huge thanks to the forethought from that group to develop that website. And it was, we could plug this information right into it, working with our public information team to get this information out to all the businesses. And then also it was a, you know, collaboration with the chambers of commerce and different sort of business organizations. And has been ongoing with those groups to help sort of get the word out about guidance and how different businesses can modify their practices for safety. But then also, you know, feedback the other way too, as we've heard from our businesses, what's working, what's not working, you know, what the best ways are to modify things. And then also from our community members, you know, and workers themselves, you know, what's helpful to them, where do they see issues, how can we make changes? And of course, sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, through the summer, the state took on a stronger leadership role. So, you know, at this point, you know, we no longer have, you know, Marin-specific guidance, but we pretty much just defer to the state and the state's guidance.
Yeah. And you mentioned this whole idea of recovery really comes out of emergency operations intended to recover from a major disaster, and certainly COVID would fall into that category. And so it's kind of intriguing that you know we're talking about Marin Recovers, and we might have thought this was sort of a short job, but it really is looking like it's much longer. So how have you seen Marin Recovers change? How did it start, and how has it changed, and what do you think its purpose is going forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it started with this simple sort of task of trying to come up with, guidance, get input and ideas from businesses, come up with this guidance, and then communicate that guidance out to businesses. Help them develop this site-specific protection plan to keep their employees and community members who visit their businesses safe. Since then, I think that's become a regular part of how all of the different businesses operate and do their work. And, you know, there's been a lot of other ways to collaborate. We have regular weekly or every other week meetings with the chambers and cities and towns and different representatives, you know, providing information on, you know, support for small businesses, working with the SBDC, Small Business mm-hmm. Development Corporation. I have definitely learned a lot. My whole background is in parks, so it's been an amazing learning experience to learn from all of the different community leaders and businesses and try to support as best I can. But I think now, you know, really it's more of helping our community navigate the state's, guidance and try to help answer questions and provide support. And then, of course, you know, working with the vaccination effort trying to help different businesses and community members answer questions about that as well.
A little bit about, Max, why you were chosen to lead this effort, or why you think you were chosen to lead this effort.
Good question. And thanks really to you. I mean, to Matthew Heimler, our county administrator, and then, you know, yourself and I think Supervisor Rice, right? We're on the subcommittee of the board who I was first working with as we developed this. I always sort of joke that, like, I guess just because I was chosen because I'm friendly and work, you know, with a lot of different people. I don't, you know, really have a background in business or anything else, but I think in parks, you know, we've worked a lot with the, you know, different aspects of the county's response. And I think part of it's just that we're, I guess both sort of not completely essential in the work that we do. So, you know, we can adapt and help out in different ways. And then also, you know, our job, you know, from being a ranger to, you know, being the director for parks is sort of being friendly and being there to help people and listen to them and understand what their needs are and try to adapt our work to help support our community. So, and I guess also to partner with lots of different organizations. So I think, yep, you know, that was sort of the crux of what we were doing.
Yeah, and I think a little bit about volunteering too, probably, because I know you're first to volunteer very often, yeah, for additional work. And I do think it relates to your job as a department head of parks and open space, because it is such a collaborative department working with other departments in the county and all kinds of partners throughout the county. So it was a good fit. And you are a very friendly guy, which is nice too. When you put that county face going out in public, it's nice to have a nice friendly face that people literally warm to when you start addressing them, and it's really nice to see. So thank you for that. Who else was on that team? What were some of the people that were involved in that Marin Recovers effort, and maybe both in the county and in the community?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of the coolest things, and I just compare it briefly to, I've been, you know, our team's been really helping out staffing the vaccination sites, and I've been working at one of our pods, one of the dispensing sites at the Kerner campus, and it's just really cool to see people step into leadership positions, and to me, like, to switch it around and be the worker and have other people tell me what to do. So, you know, Kevin Wright, who's our government affairs manager, really helped to coordinate this. And then all kinds of different people. Kat Connect, who's usually our integrated pest management specialist, had a lead role in sort of drafting a lot of the, you know, language that's in the, you know, site-specific protection plan and in a lot of the different guidance, sort of putting she's just a really thoughtful, smart person who was able to put a lot of that together. And then leaders from all the cities and towns and businesses. I'm trying to think of all the different, Alex Portishaver from the Community Development Agency sort of got together a lot of the personal services businesses. But a lot of the business leaders also just really stepped up and utilized their own networks to gather, you know, guidance from other states or, you know, statewide networks to help give us information. We're a small county, so, I feel like, for instance, Heath Ceramics, I remember, you know, they have an operation in Sausalito, but they're also in San Francisco, and so they had, you know, a bunch of information that they were working on with San Francisco, and they just gave that to us, and we were able to use it on our site. So it was just super helpful connecting with all the different business leaders around the county.
Yep, it was an interesting team for sure. A lot of people working out of their primary field, but very, very qualified to move something, an effort like this forward. So it's kind of exciting to see the people that worked on this and how it all came together and really created a map going forward of how businesses could safely reopen. And that was the initial charge, and it did that really well. So a question I get a lot, and I wanted to ask you, what was your relationship with Dr. Willis and the public health team? And did you really feel that he understood the impacts of their decisions when you were having discussions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine a better person to be in his role than Dr. Willis during this time. He's, you know, just a super thoughtful, sensitive person who is, you know, really concerned about the potential impact of the, you know, decisions that he's had to make, and thinking about the community's health in a holistic way, you know, not just like the safety around COVID, but also, you know, for businesses and business owners and employees and, you know, people's mental health of getting outdoors and connecting with each other. And I mean, he's really the, you know, brains behind the response and how it integrates with the, you know, sort of scientific knowledge around the disease and public health. And so, you know, I think, you know, my role is more sort of coordinating, getting all this information from the business community about how they could change their practices, and then present, you know, putting that all together with our team, and then presenting that to Dr. Willis, and then of course our county council as well. And, you know, getting their feedback, and then, you know, eventually, if once the guidance turns into a public health or gets incorporated into public health orders, you know, it's got to be something that Dr. Willis feels completely comfortable with. And he's, of course, the decision maker on what's in or out. So, you know, we in the beginning, you know, we'd meet several times every week. And, you know, of course, now we meet less often because we have, you know, less of a role, and the state has a stronger role. But, you know, I just think he's been, you know, he's always sort of positive and you know, optimistic, even through the most challenging, hardest times, and but also really compassionate and empathetic around the challenges that our community's been going through.
Yeah. Was there a point in time that you and your team were able to convince public health about changing a protocol or reversing a shutdown? And I'm thinking to probably sort of lead you to open space and outdoors. I think you played quite a role there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we had, like, discussions, you know, especially in the very beginning, multiple times every week of, like, you know, I think there were lots of components of different business sectors that, you know, I certainly wasn't aware of, and I don't think, you know, Dr. Willis or other members of the team were aware of. And so, you know, through the efforts to reach out to the community, you know, there was a place where people could provide input on the, you know, order on the website. And we got, you know, hundreds of emails and went through all of, you know, had a bunch of team members going through all of them. And it really opened our eyes to, you know, different sectors, you know, you know, I feel like sharing the information. I mean, I remember meeting with, like, the people, you know, especially out in West Marin, the folks who rented, you know, kayaks and surfboards. And, you know, there's a lot of sort of smaller business sectors that had really good ideas about how they could modify their businesses to reopen safely. And, you know, initially, I don't think we'd even thought about those businesses, but, you know, we were able to convene calls with them and get their ideas and then incorporate those in. And, you know, I think, yeah, as this has gone on, you know, we initially closed parks, and I think we've recognized that, you know, being outdoors is sort of one of the safer places to be. And so, you know, even in this last surge and other surges since the initial one, we didn't see parks or other outdoor, you know, things closing, because I think recognized that they were both, you know, relatively safe, and then also that they're really important for people's mental and physical health.
So I think in the last week, Marin was able to move back into the purple tier, which is, again, the state designated tier. And yeah. I just wondered your comment about that, and then what's next with the red tier maybe coming up in a week or so. So how do you see the Marin Recovers playing back into the now that businesses are reopening and the purple dining is out, still opening outdoors? Are you reaching out to people and encouraging them to still follow the Marin Recovers protocols and stuff?
Yeah. So, and, you know, Supervisors Arnold and Connolly have a, you know, every other week call that Dr. Willis and I join. with the different chambers and some of the leaders from the cities and towns and others, where we sort of check in about the where we're at and the guidance, what we're expecting, you know, any potential changes. And you know, I think what I've heard from the folks on those calls and then other sort of connections with our local business community is that, you know, through the winter and the, under the stay-at-home order, there were a number of businesses who were just like on the edge of, you know, going out of business, and that, you know, especially for outdoor dining reopening under the purple tier, that that was really a lifesaver for being able to hang on. And then also, of course, for our lodging community, that was a big deal too, because they were closed except to like essential workers. So, you know, it's been a really big deal for those businesses to be able to reopen in the purple tier. And under the red tier, you know, of course, that'll be, you know, even better for those businesses. And of course, there still will be challenges. And I think, you know, it's the more that folks can, you know, continue wearing their masks, and the more that we're able to continue with the vaccinations, you know, hopefully this is the last, you know, surge, and we can get out of this thing.
So do you anticipate there'll be like additional changes to protocols in the future that Rin Recovers might be working on? I'm thinking that maybe as more and more people get vaccinated, some other things might get relaxed. I don't think we're ever, or for quite a while, getting out of this no masking or social distancing. Right. But how do you see that role being played by Marin Recovers?
Yeah, I mean, I think our role at this point is more like helping our local businesses understand and interpret the state guidance. The state guidance does change, you know, sporadically. They just, this last weekend, they updated the guidance around faith-based services and cultural ceremonies, and based on some court cases recently. And so I think, you know, there'll still be changes, and we'll keep working with the community. I think, you know, one of the areas that, of course, with parks, we get contacted about a lot is, you know, youth and adult sports. And the state, you know, not too long ago came out with sort of some guidance of how they see youth sports and other sort of sports being able to reopen following the different tiers from that the state's blueprint. So, you know, I think we look forward to supporting our community to sort of help answer questions and understand the state's guidance around that reopening.
All right. So we're going to wrap up in a minute, but I wanted to give you a chance to add anything else that you wanted to mention about Marin Recovers. And I know we have a future date to talk about your parks and open space. So anything about Marin Recovers you'd like to add to the last comment?
Well, I just add my thanks to you and Supervisor Rice for your support. And, you know, initially as we got this started, it was a really big lift, and appreciate your guidance. And then also just a huge appreciation to the entire community who really stepped up. I mean, it's I keep thinking, like, you know, I'm so impressed with the sacrifices that our business community and our, you know, business owners and also the employees and workers in our businesses have made to, you know, close different sectors or to do different things differently, to make sure that our entire community, and especially the most vulnerable people in our community, are safe. And so just a huge appreciation to...
All right, Max, we gotta close up here. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Max. See you all soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.
road must have a code that you can live by.